From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2013 purchase of service contracts for the Behavioral Health Division for the provision of adult and children mental health services and alcohol and other drug abuse services.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, approval of the recommended contracts will allow Behavioral Health Division to provide broad range of rehab and supportive services for people with mental illness and AOD issues. Ms. Lucy will give a brief overview of the report.
Good morning. If I could just go back to the previous item and say I really need to recognize Ken Sturman for his outstanding work in helping to move that forward. He's done an outstanding job. This item is our contracts for services that are provided by our adult services, and currently our contracts for adult services are separated between mental health and alcohol. As you know, we're moving towards a more integrated system, and perhaps they won't be here. Separated out in the future, and our services related to wraparound. And I have Sue Gottich and Bruce Kamerat here from both of those areas. We've had the opportunity to review these contracts with a number of folks, so I think I'll let Sue give a brief overview and Bruce give a brief overview, and then we'll gladly answer any questions about any of the specific contracts that are involved.
Thank you, Administrator Lucy. Thank you. Madam Chair and Supervisor Susan Gottich, the Director of the Community Services Branch. The contracts that are in front of you today are issued in two various ways. One is from an immediate request for proposal that was issued this past July for those contracts that are on cycle for either mental health or substance use disorder services. The other contracts that are listed on here are those that are recommended for continuation based on a request for proposal. Now, if the committee so chooses, I can go forward with the a review of all of the contracts. I don't know if that would be appropriate. Okay. Maybe if I could just identify the ones that were put out for competitive bid this year. From the mental health side, the contracts that were placed out on competitive bid this year were the targeted case management contracts. And that is, I think, on page 3, at the bottom of page 3. Targeted case management is a lower intensity level for individuals with a severe and persistent mental illness. This is a county-administered Medicaid benefit in which the county identifies the target for those individuals that will receive those services. Targeted case management is broken out into two different levels. We have level 2, which is a clinic-based model that is primarily designed for individuals that are needing a daily contact and participation in what we call a kind of a drop-in or a walk-in area. So they do a day report, and it also for individuals that are involved with the criminal justice system. Recommended for this award is the Wisconsin Community Services, and they are the incumbent and had been a past provider of this service for the county. Level 1 is a lower intensity level than level 2. This is one that serves the majority of the individuals that we see in the targeted case management services. There are 6 vendors that are recommended for the award. Based on the competitive request for proposal, they are Alternatives and Psychological Consultation, Horizon Healthcare, Lacauza Incorporated, Outreach Community Health Centers, Milwaukee Mental Health Associates, and Transitional Living Service. Those are the contracts that were placed out on competitive bid for mental health. There are 2 additional ones that were placed out for competitive bid. One is Our Space, which is the psychosocial drop-in center. This is also the incumbent organization in which they operate a drop-in center on the on National Avenue. And then also our psychosocial clubhouse, which is the Grand Avenue Club. This is also recommended based on the competitive request for proposal. On the substance abuse side. Sure.
One thing I would like to add is underneath the page 4, you'll see the TCM step down.
Correct.
This is the money that was approved in the budget for a new program, which is lighter cut under case management, and we'll be working with our vendors to offer that level of service. This is our ongoing work we have to continue to work on.
Supervisor Mayo? Okay. We do have a motion for approval. Are there any further comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.